The trade deadline is Thursday, and we will have a pod there and after dealing with all of it. Realistically, I don't think the Bulls are going to do anything significant.
I don't think they're going to do anything. I don't think they're going to make one move. Not one. None.
Okay. Well, and I know you've said you're for blowing it up and starting again because
they're not going to make one trade. That's my take.
What I think is most reasonable, if somebody just blows your doors off in an offer for Caruso, if that fantasy of two first round picks would come to fruition, absolutely take it. I would be listening on Io. I would prefer that they keep Coby White. If the move that I think could to pair it back to grow, and I know you are not a huge Zach LaVine fan, and I'm not
against Zach LaVine.
I'm not saying you're against. I'm not convinced he has any basketball instinct. I'm not sure how high the ceiling is. I think he's a wonderful scorer.
You just don't think he's a quote unquote hooper or baller.
No, he's not. No, I don't. I just don't think he's an instinctive basketball player. We've seen it too many times where he's awareness of score and situation and where everyone is on the floor and what makes sense late in games. I just don't think he's got a real nose for it. However, you've made that commitment to him, and we know he's kind of needy when it comes to usage, and he wants to be a star. I've said this before, but it's really crystallized in my mind. Just trade DeRozan. Move on. Get what you can while he still has some value and a year left on his deal, and allow Patrick Williams and Coby White to get those minutes and flourish a little bit. I think they've got it. They've gummed up the works with this mix, and it's hurting the development of maybe your most important young asset. And I would prioritize that right now while allowing Zach to spread his wings. And then there's no ambiguity, and he's just the guy.
Speaking of which, I wanted to interrupt you for a long time there because you took a very long time to say that. There have been four games this year when DeMar DeRozan has scored 30 plus and Zach has scored less than 20. How many games do you think they've won of those four? Don't look at the chat. I see you looking at it.
I'm not scrolling in the chat. There's been four of those games.
Yeah.
I would say they're 1-3.
They're 1-3.
I did not.
So you're probably lying, but it's fine. So my point has been, my point is rendered true.
Well, in a small sample.
In a small sample, but, I mean, 1-3 is not a good winning percentage.
No, it's not.
That's a 25% win percentage. That's
nicely
not good.
Done.
Thank you.
And you say you're bad at math.
I hate you. So, I know it's a small sample size, but I feel it's happened before. I mean, last year they were on the floor together more often because we forget at the beginning of this year, LaVine had his knee thing. So he was on the court, off the court. We didn't really know what was going on with that. But it just seems like when DeMar scores a lot and Zach doesn't get involved, they lose games.
So we should hear from Arturis Karnišovas this week. We should hear right after the deadline at some point what he's going to say. What would you ask him?
Why are you trying to win? Why are you trying to add things to a mediocre team that you're not going to be able to add anything because you traded all your capital away for Vucevic? And if you do add anything, who's it going to be? Are you going to try to add veteran presence? Are you going to try to add young, twitchy, athletic guys? Like, apparently Denver is not too high on Bones Highland. But are you going to add him or are you going to add a vet? Like when they signed Tristan Thompson last year.
Oh, God, please.
Right. Like, I just don't get what they're trying to do.
The major move that would be reasonable, understandable, and with some aforethought would be getting DeMar DeRozan out of the mix, saying thank you for being a terrific player and elevating the level of the Bulls and helping them have a tremendous year last year. And the all-star appearances and all that have been great, but it's time. And I don't think there would be a significant drop off in quality this year if they move him. And I also think that you might accelerate the development of Patrick Williams because he's been better. He's already been better.
The only thing that I'm a little bit concerned about is how he's still very in between. When he catches the ball, I feel like if he wants to drive, he hesitates, and he's been releasing the three more confidently. I see him catching and shooting it with purpose. He hasn't been waiting too long to make a decision when it comes to that. However, I want him to now take that same approach to driving to the basket. Like we saw in that lob last night from Io in the first quarter, he can fly and he can run by people. So I don't need him to handle the ball so much if it's empty. I want him to handle the ball to get somewhere. I want him to handle the ball to get to the basket. And I'm not the biggest fan of mid-range shots, but he's okay at it. I don't know if that's come with DeRozan, but he's been taking some of those, and it goes in a decent amount of the time. But I'd rather him not pull up from mid-range, and I'd rather him jump over everybody, because he can.
So the Bulls have the Spurs at home tomorrow, and then a three on the road that span the deadline, and these are three tough ones. At Memphis Tuesday, at Brooklyn Thursday, at Cleveland Saturday. Woof.
I'm not too concerned. I think they'll beat Brooklyn. The Brooklyn isn't that good right now. If I think they're planning on sitting Kyrie until the end of the trade deadline. I think they are trying to move him, but I think they're he won't be playing. And is Katie? I'm pretty sure Katie's still hurt, right? Or is he?
He is. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So I don't see why they can't win that game. It's not like Ben Simmons, if he's ever healthy, he might be hurt too. It's not like he would win a game for somebody putting up 6 points and two assists and calling himself a star. But I think Memphis. Yeah, I don't feel too good about that one. I'm happy that they don't have to really deal with is Dylan Brooks still suspended with that Donovan Mitchell thing, or is he just I don't know. He's become like
he's embracing being a villain almost.
Yeah, but you can't talk that talk and then suck. He's not good.
That's a slogan. Are you ready for the college showdown?
Sure.